Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and this is the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. This is a place where you could come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm glad you're hanging out with me on this Monday morning, or it might be any other day of the week, afternoon, evening, whatever time you're listening. So glad you're coming on in and being part of this experience. So today, can I just thank you all for hanging out with me and being part of this clan and tribe that we get to hang out with and just being together each and every week. I really appreciate you, and also encourage you to share this with someone else and have them join us each week. And I'm hoping that I'm providing some information that blesses you and encourages you in your journey. So again, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I get the awesome privilege of sharing the philosophy of surrender around the world. And I like to say that surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. There is no other place in my life where I've had to do God's will His way than in the place of leadership. So I don't know if any of you who are listening to me are an accidental leader, but that's who I am, is an accidental leader. So I'm speaking today to all of the accidental leaders, the ones who just happened upon leadership, who didn't see it coming, who didn't necessarily sign up for it, but it just happened upon you. And sometimes, you know, you can fall into leadership and you just go take the ball and run with it. But some of us are a little hesitant, reluctant, whatever that might be. And this is leadership in any area of your life. So it might be your business. It might be that you actually own your own business. It might be your leadership in your current employment. It might even be leadership in terms of becoming a parent. Whatever it is, I just want to talk to those who kind of fell into it and now you have to pick it up and run with it. So let me first define the accidental leader. So the accidental leader is, first of all, is a common breed of leader. So believe it or not, it is most people kind of stumble upon this kind of leadership. Some people aspire to it, you know, since they were 10 years old on the playground or something like that. But really, the accidental leader is pretty common. And they are those people, so this is the definition, they are those people that don't necessarily set out to become leaders. Yes, me, but through happenstance or just being at the right place at the right time, they fall into the role. Does that sound familiar? Maybe it's not you, but if it is you, let's keep talking. Let's keep on checking on through this topic because I think I have some nuggets that will really help you on today. So again, some people, they fall into this whole leadership thing, and some people push along slowly, resisting it, not really wanting to be a leader, kind of halfway doing it. And then some people really rise to the occasion. Like, I'm so in awe of those people who are like, what? This falls to my lap. Let's roll. Let's do this thing. But for me, being a leader to other people, you know, like maybe a group I started, or even especially in this ministry I have, I've been kind of resistant. I got to be honest, in this 2021 that I've been kind of resistant. And I remember taking this entrepreneur class. So you know how you act like you want to be something, but you ain't really trying to be that something. And I remember taking this entrepreneur class years ago. I can't remember how many years ago, but it's been quite a few years ago. And I took the class because it was all about biblical entrepreneurship and how you build your business and monetize your business from a biblical perspective. I thought it was fascinating. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this biblical entrepreneur class. And I remember maybe the second or third class in, we were supposed to be writing up our business plans and, you know, I don't know what else we were doing, but I do remember this. The instructor came over and stood in front of me and like, he asked a question. I can't remember what it was. He's like, oh, this is a hobby. This isn't a business for you. This is a hobby. And I was like, what? And the whole class is looking at me. And I'm like, I guess it is. Oh, I know what the question was. The question was, how much do you make every month? I was like, how much I make every month? You mean how much I give away every month, or, you know, how much? I'm like, I don't make any money in this business. And he's like, oh, it's a hobby. I didn't realize you were here signing up to do a hobby. And I'm like, what? But he was right. I was treating it as a hobby. And part of it was multifaceted why it was a hobby and why I wasn't able to monetize the business at that point. But one of the reasons I wasn't able to monetize the business is because I was reluctant in stepping up in my leadership position. I was reluctant. I didn't want to do it. I don't know why God called me to this. I don't even have the personality to do this. And really, I have, you guys, if you know anything about personalities, and maybe some of you do, but there are four personality styles, and two of them are introverted. Phlegmatic and melancholy are introverted personalities. So I've taken a personality test, and do y'all know I'm both of an introverted? So for God to say, Celeste, I want you to step up and be a leader in this ministry, you know, lead this ministry, and so many people have prophesied about how great it's going to be, going to explode. At that point, when the guy came over and told me I was just doing it as a hobby, he was right. I was sitting in my family room writing a blog here and there, you know, I had my book out at that point. But, you know, wasn't really, it was a hobby, basically. But, so I got it honest. I have these two introverted personalities, and I just couldn't see how God was going to use Miss Introverted, who read books all her childhood, into being a leader. But I had to step it up. I had to decide this is what I was going to do. I had to decide this is who I was going to be. And I'm going to share a little bit with you about how you can become a superstar leader. Like, you can really do this thing in an amazing way. But you know what time it is. We got to take a quick break. And after this break, I'll come back and share some more information. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Alrighty, you all, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and welcome back to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. I hope you are getting something from this conversation on today. We are talking about the accidental leader, If any of this resonates with you, would you guys let me know that? You can hit me up on any of my social media platforms at Dr. Celeste Owens, at Dr. Celeste Owens, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want to find me. But you can also email me, info at drcelesteowens.com. I would love to know your thoughts about this topic on today. So again, we're talking about the accidental leader. And I share with you that the accidental leader is a person who kind of happens upon leadership. Some people rush right in and rise to the occasion, while others, like me, kind of hem and haw, trying to figure out if we really want to do this thing. Not sure if I want to be this kind of leader, or, you know, whatever. I'll tell you someone else who was an accidental leader. He actually was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just a great human being who lived, was an accidental leader. So at 25, he was brilliant, you guys. At 25, he was finishing his doctorate. He wasn't starting a doctorate like I was at 25. He was finishing a doctorate, pretty brilliant. And at 25, he was finishing his doctoral dissertation at Boston University, in fact. And then he got appointed. It was his first job, you guys, to be the local pastor at the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. I'm sure he was ecstatic. Him and his wife, they were going to be pastor and first lady of this Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And I'm sure he had these thoughts about, okay, I'm going to be, you know, the pastor. And that was a leadership role, of course. You know, being a pastor is a big time leadership role. in terms of responsibility. And he was definitely civilly minded. He encouraged his parishioners to vote, to make sure they were registered to vote, to get out there and be a part of movements. He was definitely civilly minded, but he wasn't this civilly minded. So he had gone to a meeting, and he got to the meeting, and they voted him as a leader of this group so that he could lead their bus boycott. This was in 1955. He was hesitant, like, what? So, you know, he just happened to be at the right place at the right time, and they just thrust him into the thing, and he goes in to do it. But it's amazing to hear how even he kind of happened upon, you guys, accidental leader of this civil rights movement, and whoa, did he not change the world, like change so many things for all of us. So it's okay if you happen upon a leadership role, but you need to walk into it. And you could be a superstar at this leadership role. So I'm going to tell you in the next couple of minutes, four things that you could do to be a superstar leader. Four things you could do, superstar leader. So first one, see leadership as an adventure. I've had to really live this out and become acquainted with this idea of seeing leadership as an adventure and not just a task, as an adventure. So if you're going to see it as an adventure, you need to be bold and take risk. And it definitely should be calculated risk, but you need to take risk. You need to step outside your comfort zone. So last year in 2020, I did something that totally was outside of my comfort zone. So it was just on my heart to start a prayer summit, to do like this whole big prayer leadership summit. And initially I was like, okay, I'm going to ask people who I know who, you know, just kind of have a heart for prayer. And then it just came to me, nah, you're going to ask in the month of April, 30 pastors to come on and pray. Like, what? Now that right there was like scary. Like, why would these pastors say yes to me? I don't even know if I know 30 pastors. Why are you asking me to do this? And I was just afraid. I was just afraid. Because you know what I was afraid of? A no. And do you know, 30 pastors showed up to pray in April of 2020. And then the Lord put on my heart to do it again in May. I did it in May and got another 30, or just May have 31 days. I can't remember the whole entire month of May too. So amazing, right? If you show up and just say yes to an idea that is in your heart that God would do the miraculous. And I had all these pastors who showed up who were like, thank you for your leadership. I was like, what? Thank you for your leadership. Wow. Awesome. Thank you, God. So that's the first one. Number two is, and I was afraid of a no. I was afraid of rejection for that prayer summit. But number two is, you guys, understand that no does not mean no. No could just mean not right now. And it's okay. You're going to run into challenges. You're going to run into roadblocks. But you're going to have to be persistent. You're going to get a bunch of no's, you guys. You're going to get more no's usually than you get a yes. If you're outside of your comfort zone. Now, if you're in your comfort zone, you're probably getting yes all day long because it's what you're used to and you're being very super duper safe, but you're not going to find greatness and safety like that. So you're going to have to realize when you step outside the comfort zone, you start to ask these questions, you start to inquire people, you're going to get no's, you're going to get roadblocks. It's okay. Open doors are certainly available to you. I want you to take that in your spirit and run with it. Open doors are available to you. So you're going to have to be persistent and you're going to have to believe in yourself. And you're going to have to stop being critical. You're going to have to be persistent and you're going to have to believe in yourself. Number three, this is one that I find that leaders sometimes aren't good at, is getting involved, partnering with people, because two are better than one. Okay, you can get better. You can act in multiplication, not even addition. 1 + 1 = 2. Yes, it is. But when you get two people together, that's like multiplication. You're going to get all kinds of great benefit. So if you're going to be a superstar leader, realize it's going to be important to partner with other people, even especially other leaders, and putting both of your collective efforts together to do something amazing in the world. Partner. Even Jesus didn't walk around by himself. He partnered. He got 12 brothers with him to walk out with him. So you got to partner. Number four, last one. Toughen up. That's all. Done. You got to get tougher. If you're going to be a superstar leader, you're going to be great. Even if it was an accident, you came into this leadership position, you're going to have to toughen up. Stop taking things so personally. Stop making it all about you. You're going to have to realize if you're a leader, There are going to be times, again, that people are going to say no. There are going to be times that people don't like you. There are going to be times that people leave you. Oh, well, keep it moving. Keep being a phenomenal leader. Find a colleague. So this is one thing I've had to do just to be able to use some people as a sounding board. I'm encouraging you, find yourself a colleague, a mentor, somebody you can bounce ideas off of, especially when things get challenging, because you're going to need it. If you're going to be a rock star in this whole leadership thing, you're going to need your mentor. So that's all I have for you today. That's all I have. If you're an accidental leader, encourage yourself, keep moving on that path, and keep getting greater and greater at the thing that you've been assigned to do. Love you much. Stay surrendered for life, and I'll catch you next time in the break room. Be blessed.